Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Are you on? Is this on? Just kidding. I'm Stacey Mulcahy. I'm a technical evangelist out of New York City, and today I am going to be talking to Eric Larson.
Hello.
Who is a developer that, I don't know, I've been working with you for a little bit, I guess, now.
A few months.
Yeah, and he's been putting out some really quality stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about his background and the apps and the games that he's put in the store and how he got started and all that good stuff, maybe some random things that we're not supposed to talk about, ideally. And So tell us about yourself. What do you do during the day?
So for my day job, I work at Avalanche Studios as a technical artist. I've been doing art and games for a long time, since I was probably about 12, so it's kind of natural.
Did you like grow up kind of like sketching and drawing and that kind of thing, or?
I was mostly into code when I was younger, and then I moved into art after that.
Really? Yeah. So did you teach yourself art, or did you go to school for it, or?
I went for 4 months, but I quit, and then I taught myself after.
Kids, don't do this. Don't do this at home. So you consider yourself self-taught then?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. And in your day job, like day-to-day as a technical artist, which I think is an awesome title, what kind of tools do you use and what kind of things are, like, what are your deliverables? What does that mean in your guys' workflow?
Right now I'm working mostly in Python to build tools inside of Maya. So I build the tools and research, like the shader techniques, and I build the shaders so the artist can use them. Pretty much. And then, I just build little tools, sometimes in C#, but mostly Python these days.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Which language do you like better, Python or C#?
C# is my favorite language, so.
Yeah, one for C#.
And I get to use it in Unity.
So you've been doing a lot of stuff on your own time. So you're working full time, you're already kind of in that environment. But on your own time, you've been really working on a lot of games. You are probably one of the most prolific ideas, 80% not quite there done person I know, right? You have to have 4 or 5 things on the go right now, right?
That's my problem, yeah. So this year I'm trying to just release until I get good at releasing stuff.
And so what kind, like, how do you get into that process of releasing? Because I think that there's a lot of people who struggle with that. I know I do, where I have an idea, I take it 80% of the way, and then I'm like, you're not exciting anymore. You know what I mean? So how are you helping yourself to finish and then move on to the next thing?
I think it's easier that I have a lot of stuff almost done, so I can just kind of grab an idea. It's pretty fleshed out, so I can just start fresh and just go for it.
Yeah.
And then set some sort of a deadline. So I'm trying to do the one game a month, but I've changed it so I'm doing 6 games, and I do like a development for 1 month, and then like releasing for the second month.
Yep.
So hopefully that'll work out.
And the one game a month challenge is, I mean, that's a really good motivation, right? Because it's like quick and dirty, spend the month doing it, get it out, and then move on to the next, right? But 12 games in a year, that's 12 substantial games, because your games aren't,
a little bit too big.
Right. Like you put a lot of detail and a lot of, there's a lot of love that shows in your games, right? So it's not like one of those, I just did this in 3 hours and I'm going to skin it and submit it some people kind of do. What kind of stuff have you been working on recently?
I've kind of gone off course a little bit, so I've been doing a lot of art lately. So I came up with a few different designs, and I made a prototype the other night. So like as a new zombie game, so I want to do that one, but
zombies.
I'm trying to pull myself back in and get one of the things that I have like almost done already.
Right.
So I'm going to do that for the rest of the month, try to get it out.
And okay, so you say you've been focusing on releasing. What have you released recently?
I released a game for called Absalon. It's a space shoot 'em up, retro old school. It's pretty difficult, You can only last for a few minutes and then you're going to die.
I like that. I purposely made it hard on you. You're purposely going to be screwed playing this game.
Yeah, I got some bad reviews.
Did you really?
A couple bad reviews. They're like, this game's way too hard.
Oh my god. Do you have analytics in that game, perchance, just to see like how long people last or any of that?
No,
kind
I'm
of...
pretty sure it's not very long.
You should, out of curiosity's sake, that would have been awesome. Like, or even a leaderboard based on like that kind of thing, right? That game, so when you did that game, is where did you deploy it to? Like, where can, is it available?
It's on Windows Phone 8, Windows 8, Google Play, and the Amazon Store.
Right.
And I'm going to release on iPhone next week, I guess.
So what's your tool of choice when you're making these games?
Unity. I love Unity.
Yeah. So have you been using it for a long time, or is it something new to
for,
you?
For a couple of years, about 2.5 years. And
yeah.
Before that, I did use XNA. So I had Absalon as a prototype in XNA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just ported it over, and I ported it over in 2 nights and was like...
You ported it from XNA to Unity in 2 nights.
And it was better when after that.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
I was like,
did you have any problems crazy. When you were porting that kind of stuff? Like, was there anything that came as an issue in terms of porting it and publishing to other platforms?
Not really. It was
really?
It was really easy.
Did you use a lot of plugins or anything in Unity? Or
I got a few. Like, I use NGUI and then 2D Toolkit, but
yeah.
I don't like them now. I've kind of gone into that, and now I'm back out. So now my new games don't use anything.
Really?
Except for things like advertisements or in-app purchases.
Right. Have you been working a lot with advertisements and in-app purchases, or is this something you're kind of like testing the waters on?
I've kind of got it in there, but I haven't released anything using that. So I'll probably release a couple versions of Absalon with ads in there.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
Do you feel like... I feel like when it comes down to releasing games and figuring out... in-app purchases or advertising, like all the alternative ways that you can make money outside of, you know, someone paying for it at the onset. Do you feel like that's a little bit of trial and error for you right now? Like you got to kind of figure out what's going to work for you or,
definitely.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So my goal was I wanted to do 12 games at the beginning of the year. I was like 12 games, 12 different styles, 12 like platforms, and 12, like, or not 12, but like as many monetization
right.
things as I could do, and then
yep.
kind of just see what works, and then just focus after that. Once I've done it all, then kind of...
You have an amazing, amazing talk if you actually did that. Like, having just a trial...
Difficult.
Well, it'd be difficult, but like, you know, the sense of like, I worked on 6 things, and here's all the places I put it, and here's where I found success, and here's what I found worked, and here's what I didn't. Here's the things I kind of A and B'd, you know, whether it's changing the icons or the description or changing your category, whatever it may be, or, you know, maybe I didn't use in-app purchases for this one or however, you know what I mean? Like... You have a story to tell there at the end of the year, for sure, like on what kind of works and what kind of doesn't. Some of it is a little bit black magic, though, right?
Like, yeah, a little bit. Like, mostly the game design is more, like, the monetization, I don't really know anything.
Yeah.
I'm a noob, so this year I got to get that down, learn how to release, and then hopefully by the end of the year I'll have it mastered.
Yeah, figure that kind of stuff out.
Or halfway.
Well, I think that stuff's trial and error, honestly. I think you got to kind of play with it and just... Some things that might catch on for something, you know, might not for another. Like, who would have thought Flappy Bird would have been what it was, right? Like, honestly.
Well, it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
It's so good. But, you know, like, one of those things where it's like, it's a little bit, you know, you don't know, you kind of don't know what's going to get the fancy of people downloading,
yeah.
right? So in terms of, like, things that you do, like... You're one of the more motivated people I've met in terms of like, I'm really excited, I want to get this done, you know, et cetera, et cetera. What kind of things do you feel helps you focus and kind of reach your end goal? Because you're saying like one game a month or however many in a year. Like, what other things do you feel are helping you? Is there anything that like being around other people or collaborating or finding events or like what other kind of stuff are you feeling works for you that other people might be able to take? And...
Yeah, the thing that helps most, I guess, is actually coming into the studio time, like seeing, getting motivated by seeing other people working on things. When I see people's games, I'm just like, I get jazzed
yeah.
almost immediately. And then I'm like, okay, I want to work on my stuff.
Yeah,
so studio
time, for those who don't know, is something that we kind of run. And it's, we open up the offices for people to come in and work on their stuff, really. There's really no other way to put it. It's just really open to, we want game developers, game designers, we want sound engineers, we want copywriters, and sometimes, like right now, we have a strange mix in the room. We have a designer, oh, yeah. We have a sound guy, right? We have someone else who's just kind of looking around, like just checking it out, trying to, you know, and so that's kind of what studio time is for us, is we open it up and people collaborate, and it's really awesome. I know for me personally, it's been great, because I can say, hey, I have a problem with this, can you help me or show me, and I think that's great, so... I'm glad that's working for you.
Yeah, it's good for me. I don't usually get too much done when I'm here, but my motivation level goes way up, so I can go home and then just crank for a couple weeks and come back in.
Well, you see what other people are working on, or the progress they've made, or what they're excited. Like, passion's kind of infectious in that way, right? So it's kind of nice to be around like-minded people. Is there anything else that you're, like, especially, I don't know, New York might be a little bit different from other places, but anything else that... you know, keeps you invested and interested?
I don't know, just brainstorming. Like, I like to keep fresh ideas, so I'm always in my notebook. I have to get those ideas in paper, and then I usually come up with more ideas.
Do you sketch them out?
I sketch a lot, so I just get all my ideas on paper every day I'm in there.
Yeah.
And then I usually will just, I'll veer off, like, a lot, mm-hmm. and then I'll just rein myself back in, and then I'll have ideas from that I can use on what I'm working on.
Yeah.
So then I get... Yeah. More motivation.
You can kind of pull those things together, right? In terms of, like, just coming up with ideas and things like that and then writing it down, do you find yourself, like, just with an onslaught of ideas and you just try to record them all and hope that maybe something from somewhere will fit in? Because obviously you can't do everything that you want to do. How do you kind of prioritize and how do you kind of throw away stuff? Like, I think that's a hard thing to discuss. Like, how do you say this is a good idea, but I can't do it?
I usually keep pretty much everything. So I have, like, a huge folder that has, like, 50 projects in it probably, and I'll work on little bits of it, and then I just put it in there for later. So I just keep it, and then it eventually builds up to a certain size, and then I'm like, okay, I can take all that and build something out of it now.
When you're kind of sitting down to do graphics for your games, because I love, so for Absalon, like, I love the fact that when you guys go and you look at the game, there's tons of animation in there, but none of it's, like, animated in any kind of traditional animation sense. It's all coded, right?
There's not one animation.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and all your stuff, like, all the effects are just beautiful, and you really put, like, a lot of detail or a lot of time and effort into this the tiniest of details. Can't say that for whatever reason. Do you find yourself getting caught up a little bit in doing those kind of things? Because like, oh, this is awesome. I made this crazy effect and look how it shoots out and all this, like, particle engines and all this stuff. And then, oh, I'm, you know, like, do you find, like, how do you not go overboard on that? How do you kind of...
I usually do, but with setting the limit for, like, January for that month, I built a lot more than is in the game, and then I had power-ups, different weapons, mm-hmm. and then I was like, no, I have to cut, I'm not going to make the deadline, so I had to just focus it and focus on the best parts that I thought were in there, and that seemed to work.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I have other, like, the other games that I have, I'm going to probably take them and cut them up into, like, smaller pieces, because mm-hmm. the first game I did is just way too big. But I think there's enough there for the to be multiple games.
Right. So just kind of figure out how you can separate those out and just kind of work at it in smaller chunks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm just trying to work at it. Is there anything you think that anyone else who's kind of, you know, in the same boat as you, who's trying to test out the waters of monetization and who's, you know, kind of pumping out a couple games and et cetera, is there any, like, any advice you would give them in terms of, like, how you started? Like, for example, you have a couple apps on our app store. So you start out by doing a couple apps and trying that out and then, you know, putting games was a natural progression for you kind of thing. For someone who's, you know, trying to test out the waters, do you have any kind of, like, things that work for you or some kind of advice or things you should not do?
I think the thing for me that worked the best was prototyping, like, a lot, just an insane amount. Just prototype, like, hundreds of things. Just don't go too far with it. Just get the main core piece and then mm-hmm. just set it aside and then do the next. And then eventually you'll have the confidence to kind of, you'll know that you can wrap a game around one of those things and make it good.
Right. Do you, In terms of your games, do you do a lot of playtesting? Do you feel like, do you put it in front of a lot of people before you release it?
No, I probably should. That's
horrible. It's like the one thing the games community I thought was really awesome is that everyone seems very open to like, come see what I did, come see where I'm at, can you tell me if this is fun? And like for apps, oh my gosh, apps, people are so close. They're just like, you know, I mean, we have this whole thing about, oh, UX and user-centric design and user testing. Half those people don't do that. But yet, these games communities have whole, like, demo and playtesting nights, right? So do you think that you'll participate in, like, one of the playtesting nights in the future?
I think I'm going to do the next one and maybe bring a couple of my prototypes along, like, with apps along as well.
Right.
And then kind of see what people like.
What people enjoy.
Because I have no idea. I just kind of build what I want to build. And I don't know if people are going to like it or not.
It's kind of a good way to prioritize those things anyways, because you'll think that's interesting, but more people enjoy that, for example.
But I kind of want to, like, ride the, like, be somewhere in the middle, because I want to make my career and make money off of it, but I want to build the stuff that I want to build. Yeah. I don't want to give too much away.
Right. There's that whole, like, you know, balance between doing what you believe in versus doing what people want. Because if you're doing what people want, you'd be in the other room working on a Flappy Bird, you know, like a clone or whatever, right?
Yeah, because Absalom's a little bit more hardcore, and that's what I like. I want to get in there and play on the train, but I want it to be difficult and, like, kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, right away, I don't want to have to wait for 3 hours of playing before something cool happens.
What, totally unrelated, but related on the same tangent, what's your favorite game right now? Like, what kind of stuff are you playing?
Flappy Birds.
Flappy Birds and Candy Crush, everybody.
I've actually been playing my game to kind of test and figure out what I want to do for the next update.
Yeah.
Update next week, I think. I've got a few things added already, but...
Is there anything that has been released that you would like to play but just haven't had the time? You can say no.
Titanfall?
Yeah, it looks good, right?
I need to get an Xbox.
Or the South Park? The South Park game there? Oh, you've been... That's a whole nother session, my friend. Yeah, that's up my alley. Well, thank you very much for joining me. This has been awesome.
This is great.
Yeah, and take it from Eric. Just keep committed, and I don't know. Whatever advice he gave was great advice.
Kick some ass.
Yeah.